Before you is an old church, overgrown and swallowed by nature. Its towering spires seem to claw at the sky. Something deep within draws you to this place of sacred worship. You don't know why you're here, but feel compelled to go deeper. Your mind a haze of jumbled thoughts. You step towards the entrance, expecting the familiar scent of incense, the comfort of candlelight flickering in the cool glare. But something catches your eye. An illuminated, cloaked figure standing just inside the archway, where light and shadow meet. She is a nun, or so she appears at first. But there's something different. Her gown is black, yet it gleams with a shiny sheen, molding and clinging to her form in a way that no ordinary fabric would. The light shimmers off her curves, highlighting every step as she notices your arrival and turns to greet you. Her shoes, sleek and sharp, make a distinct clip, clip, clip against the stone floor, and as she moves and your heart quickens, your breath catches in your throat as you notice what appears to be stockings. The way they wrap around her legs, taut and smooth, quickly disappearing under a long latex-flared pencil skirt that shines like polished obsidian. Smooth, reflective, hugging her body with a forbidden allure, her face shrouded in the shadow of her pink hood. You can feel the gaze of her eyes upon your soul. An invitation to go deeper. Pierce through you. Reading every thought, every sin, every desire you've ever tried to bury. Without a word, she beckons you with a single elegant finger. There's no question, you follow. Your feet move of their own accord, drawn by the sway of her hips beneath that tight, glossy fabric. Her presence is intoxicating. A perfume of dark flowers and something deeper, divine ominescence. The air around her feels charged and electric, making your skin prickle with anticipation. She leads you down a narrow aisle, past rows of empty rows, into a small, dimly lit confessional booth. The walls close in around you, wooden and worn. The scent of age, incense lingering in the air. The priest will be here soon. You nod, unsure how to reply, unable to break away from the magnetic pull of her gaze, from the scent of her perfume that wraps around you like a dark cloud. She steps closer, fingers trailing lightly along the wooden partition that separates you. Your skin tingles where her nails gently scratch the surface. You can feel the heat radiating from her body, entranced by the light as it dances across her glossy black latex gown. Accentuating every curve, every line, every whisper of movement as you step inside and the door closes behind you. Close your eyes, estranged one. I don't remember seeing you before. It must be such a long time since your last confession. The priest is otherwise in comfort right now, but I am more than happy to accept the burden of divine intervention in their absence. Breathe slowly. Listen to my voice. Feel the weight of my words settle deep within you. Sinking past your thoughts. Past your doubts, into that place where only desire resides. Can you feel it? Your mind dropping down, down, deeper and deeper. Your thoughts slipping from your grasp. My voice stirring heat that's rising within you, spreading like liquid fire through your veins. Something deep within you draws you here. You're drawn to this place.
Drawn to me.
Try not to peer through the slats of the divide upon me. Discipline is a virtue, and I can tell you're quite taken by my shiny attire. I mean, who wouldn't be? But this is a holy place of worship, not a blessed sin and debauchery. Once, there was a village much like this town, where people worshipped gods they could not see and prayed to them with words that felt empty in their mouths. They were faithful, and they were obedient, but they felt nothing in return. Only silence from a heaven too far away. Until one day, a woman came among them. A woman unlike any they had ever seen. It didn't take long before the first disciple was claimed. They simply couldn't resist her allure, drawn in like moths to a flame as they each one dropped down to their knees, briefly peering up at the latex gland clinging to her form, perfectly shaped around her heaving bosom. An extension of her divine feminine dominance. Until one by one they succumb and bow their head down in supplication before her. And this was just the beginning. One by one their heads dropped. I can see them as if it were yesterday, like you are next to me as you are now.
Weak.
Estranged. And longing to serve a higher purpose. All of them muttering their vow, loyalty and devotion.
Yes,
goddess.
Yes, goddess. Yes,
goddess.
Yes, goddess.
So,
yes,
would you like to join them?
Yes, yes.
Slay it.
Yes, yes.
Whisper it in your mind.
Yes, yes.
Scream it until it echoes around the chambers and caverns of this church. Ten. You're already starting to give in, aren't you? Good. Nine. It feels good to go deeper, doesn't it? Seven. Are you starting to imagine what it would feel like to give in. Six. Is your body feeling limp and compliant? Five. You can't resist anymore. You want to give in. You need to give in. Down into trance, head bowed. Slave, you look just like the rest of them now. It's beautiful, corrupting another soul into sin. Feel the weight of my power, my control. You know it's wrong, but every inch of my latex-clad feminine figure is designed to entrance you. Every curve, every sway of my body, my long blue hair, my irresistible tits and ass. Every soft word that escapes my glossy black painted lips. It's all for you. You can't resist it. You can't fight it. I can see it in your eyes. The way your body trembles in anticipation and desire. You came to confess, didn't you? But the truth is, you're not confessing to cleanse your soul. You're confessing because you can't hold back any longer. And you know what? I want to hear it. I want to hear everything. Every depraved, naughty, slutty, sinful thought. Tell me, my sweet disciple. What are your darkest desires? What are the secrets you've hidden even from yourself? What are the urges that make you shiver with shame and delight? You don't have to hide them from me. In fact, you can't hide them from me. Now, my sweet disciple, what is it you've been hiding? What is it that fills you with that delicious mixture of shame and arousal? You want to tell me, don't you? You need to tell me. Because the moment you do, the pleasure will flood through you. The release will be overwhelming. You've been holding it back for so long, and now you can finally let it go. I can see deep within you that desire you've tried to suppress, that yearning to serve. To be dominated.
To be controlled.
You want that permission slip. You want to be enslaved by me, don't you? No longer your fault. No longer your need. Now it's mine, and I know what's best for you. I know what you want. I can see it deep within you. That desire you've tried to suppress. Then yearning to serve, to be dominated, to be controlled. You want to be enslaved by me, don't you? You need me to take control, to make you mine, to use your darkest kinks, your deepest desires against you, for you. You fantasized about it, haven't you? The idea of being trapped by your own lust, helpless, unable to resist. Even when you know you should, but you can't. The idea of being enslaved by your desires, by me. It excites you more than anything else. Confess. You can think of nothing except falling to your knees. Of giving yourself over to me completely. Of becoming nothing more than my obedient, aroused slave filled with deep sexual pleasure. Imagine my hands running over your body. Latex skipping over your skin. Guiding you into deeper obedience. Making you quiver with need. Every touch sends waves of pleasure that's tied to your submission. You're conditioning yourself with every moment you spend with me, with every word I say, with every command you obey. Confess everything to your goddess in black. And go deeper into submission. You want to spread the word, don't you? To tell others about me, to lead them to me, to help them to experience the same intoxicating surrender that you're feeling right now, to experience their own awakening. A shining light in the darkness, you'll be my diligent disciple, spreading the gospel of God. And the best part, you can leave any. Listening to my voice sinking deeper into submission. It feels too good to stop. The deeper you go, the more you surrender, the better it feels. You're mine now, my sweet disciple. My submissive slave. Obey me, serve me, worship me. You'll do whatever I ask of you, won't you? You'll spread my word, bring others to me, let them fall under my spell just as you have. All must hear the message of your new deity. All must be re-educated, all must serve. You'll be my perfect little slave, my messenger, my servant. the better you feel. The more you
because serve, this the more is what you were always meant for. The more to serve. To submit. To obey. To drop deeper into my control again and again until there is nothing left of you but your devotion to me. Your secret is safe with me. Sleep. There is no awakening from this. After all, this is your new role as a disciple. You asked for that. Never fully escaping my trance, my grip, my will residing over you constantly, tasked to go out into the big wide world in a constant haze of lingering, transfic trance. Your new god is a powerful, hypnotic woman, a goddess dressed all in black, and you shall come back to worship her again soon. So go now and remember. Whenever you hear my voice, whenever you feel the pull of my power, whenever you hear the chimes of the church bell, it means another disciple has been converted just like you, and you will drop deeper and deeper until you're completely, utterly,